What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It is the Take Command podcast. It is also the Detroit Football Network podcast. I'm Craig Hoffman, the host of Take Command, our Odyssey Sports podcast on the Commanders. And it's my pleasure to be here with Zach Clark, with the co-host, of course, of the Detroit Football Network podcast. Half the audience, Zach, already knew one half of that. Half the audience knew the other half. But time to talk a little playoff football between Washington and Detroit. Who would have thought, Zach? Who would have thought?
I'll tell you what, the Commanders have had one of the most exciting seasons that I can remember. And certainly the Lions season has been exciting, but and I can't believe I'm going to say this, it's gone as almost as expected. There's been some hiccups, but we expected the Lions to be a really good football team this year, and they have been. The Commanders have been just thrilling in the way that they've won football games, you know, as a Detroiter and an NFC North member. Watching them humiliate the Bears was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I'd love to see it over and over and over again. So I'm excited for an opportunity to see them up close and personal. I've watched, but now I'm going to experience. I'm looking forward to it.
I chuckled pretty hard the other day. I was listening to the Athletic Football Show, and my guy Robert Mays, who's obviously a Bears fan, for those that don't know, and he's just like, man, every time the Commanders play, I'm having fun, I'm watching them, and then they have to show the flashback to the Hail Mary, and I'm like, how did I get roped into this? And, you know, also, Zach, you probably don't know this, but I had quite the back and forth with Bears fans that week. They were obnoxious and terrible all week long, and so the amount of pettiness I had after that game was unseen in the history of this show otherwise. So,
how satisfying was that for you, though? I had to feel so good.
Amazing.
Especially the way and especially with the, I can't think of the guy's name, but he was taunting the crowd. He's in the wrong spot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, yes.
It's amazing. It was amazing. It was so good. I was in the building. It was amazing. Fantastic. Before we get to this game, just real quick, I think I'd be remiss to not ask you about kind of how Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes and everybody in Detroit has built this, because I think Detroit is the model in many ways for Washington in terms of how they're going about this. Now, there are some key differences. Obviously, in Detroit, you guys with the veteran quarterback route, you trade Stafford, get Goff. That works out tremendously. This roster is outstanding. For Washington, they're in year one of what we hope to be an eventual outstanding roster, but a lot of this is quarterback powered because they had the rookie kind of more traditional way to build it from in-house. But in terms of implementing a play style, a culture, a way of going about your business, at what point during the Dan Campbell Brad Holmes build did you guys kind of go, oh, like a lot of coaches say this stuff, they're about it and it's working? Because obviously it didn't start great, that 3-13 first season, but I think, and then Hard Knocks happens and everyone's all excited, that season starts bad but ends amazing, and they've basically been the best team in football for 2.5 years at this point. So like, what are some of the things that you remember early on in that build latching on to, being like, you know, they may be onto something here?
I think one of the first things is that Dan Campbell embraced the environment of the city and the team and its communal feel immediately. He bought in, he realized, and he'd played here before. I think that was something that people don't forget but need to realize. In fact, he was on the 0-16 team. So he knows what this is like. He knows what the depths of despair have been. I do think Hard Knocks was the biggest light bulb moment, even for us in Detroit, because even here, we don't get that kind of access that Hard Knocks gets, right? And so I think that was a big one. And also, that felt nice for us. And this is going to sound odd, but, you know, we're in Detroit. People are like, other people are like, oh, that looks nice. I'm like, yes, it is nice. Look at this. I think the most important thing, though, Craig, is especially with the last regime, We were always trying to be somebody else. We should do what the Patriots do. We should do what somebody else does. Brad and Dan have done what they do. It's their own model that they've created for themselves. I'm not trying to shoehorn something else in. And I think a lot of that credit goes to Sheila Ford Hamp. I don't know what made Mrs. Ford hand it over, but Sheila made some really astute personnel choices, starting with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, and it just has paid off. And the other thing with the Lions, I mean, we can go down a laundry list of draft picks that have not worked out very well, but not in the last 3 years. They've almost all worked out spectacularly, and some of them even better than you could think of. And so I just think from the foundation up, watching a consistent build, living in your own environment, being who you are and embracing it the whole time and not wavering. I mean, I know most football coaches say, well, you know, we don't listen to that, or the media says this. You know, the Lions have taken a lot of criticism for some of the things they've done, not in a super crazy way, but a lot of the aggressiveness, right? Some of the things Dan Campbell said early on gave people the impression that he wasn't very smart. And I think that's a miscalculation on a lot of people's part that has gone away. I can't think of a time when the Lions had coaches in demand. No coach in the Lions history, head coach, has ever coached ever again. Think about that.
Wow.
No Lions head coach has ever been a head coach ever again.
Wow.
The head coach. That's insane. And now they're coming after our assistants, which is annoying, but it's also like, we've arrived.
Right. Those are champagne problems. The other thing that you talk about, Dan Campbell's intelligence, I think the thing that comes across in Hard Knocks is there's an emotional intelligence there, the way he connects with people. And that's something that DQ has. And, you know, as we're going through the process of hiring a coach last year, I'm fortunate enough that the co-host of apparently on this show, I only talk with very bearded men because Logan Paulson played for Dan in Atlanta. And he's like, Dan is just different. Like the way he's my favorite head coach I ever played for. And like Logan played for Kyle and loves Kyle Shanahan, thinks he's a genius, and you know who wouldn't? And you know those two had a great relationship, and I, as far as I know, still have a good one. But like the way Logan talked about Dan and the way he operated the program, I was like, I'm kind of intrigued by this as someone who looks into the psychological stuff quite a bit, and I think that has been a really cool thing. And I think there's something that's mirrored there too between the two Dans, is there's both an emotional intelligence and connection and brotherhood with also a toughness, because sometimes those two things get kind of conflated on opposite sides of like, you can't be emotionally in touch and like tough and masculine. It's like, no, that's actually the most tough way you can be, is that you are vulnerable and you are connected to the people next to you. And it's the best of sports. It's what it's all about. And I think there are arguably no two franchises that do that better than what Detroit has been doing the last 3 years, and then what Washington did this year in a pretty remarkable way. And that then allows you to play better on the field and implement the play style and all those things. And I don't want to go too much high level here. I want to get into the game. So I'll just wrap with this. My favorite quote, perhaps of any coach I've heard in the last 5 years, is from Campbell earlier this season, where in one of the post-game locker rooms, he goes, it doesn't matter who puts on our uniform. Like, we are who we are, is basically the crux of it. And that's not how the NFL is supposed to work. It's supposed to be a talent league. But the fact that they have been able to, no matter who has come through that building with all the injuries that they've had on defense, be the same team and implement that play style, play with the same physicality, not change their calls. They just get guys up to speed and say, you're a Lion, here's the jersey, this is how we do, and then they go get down. I think that is remarkable and is a huge reason why they're the number one seed and favored by double digits on divisional weekend against a very good Washington team.
Yeah, and just to put a bow on that, we were talking to the great Doc Walker last night, and he called Dan and Dan cousins. And I just love it. I love that, because
yeah,
I do feel that way. Everything that you said is true. And I just think, and this is not a patronizing pat you on the head thing, but we're just you in the future. I really believe
right. That. No, I totally agree with that. 100%.